We give God praise, we give him glory, we give him honor. And the word of God declares that we must seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So as we as a country put God first, and as we position ourselves and putting him first, he will do everything else. So this morning's prayer breakfast is a demonstration that we are putting God first. Once God is first, everything else would align itself. So as a country, I decree and declare that God is the God over this country and over this land. Not only this land, but the entire Turks and Caicos. So we invite Holy Spirit here, for we know that it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord.
Apostle Ruth, this room is quite full. Would you support opening future prayer breakfast up to the wider public, perhaps in a different setting, let's say perhaps the National Stadium?
Yes, of course. I believe, in fact, I believe in here would be more. But of course, you know, we have well-known persons that have died and passed, and of course, deepest sympathies to the families. And I believe that other persons are traveling as well. But of course, if you would have something like this in the National Stadium, of course. Because guess what? Some people who probably won't come to a quote-unquote formal gathering will definitely gather to a National Stadium, because they will come as they are. You understand me? A pair of jeans, a t-shirt. You know what I mean? But some people probably would stay away from this setting because they think they got to dress up. They got to, you know what I mean? But the Lord said to come as you are.
I feel honored. I feel great. I'm, you know, to see how the government can allow the church, you know, to come in and us to have such powerful move, because in this season, we need prayer.
Yes.
We need prayer.
What do you believe God is saying to our nation at this time?
I believe the Lord is asking the nation to come closer to him. I wouldn't say come back to him, because we are here. The church is still here. So we are in God. But it's just for the people to realize who God is and what he has done for this country. Come, let's look around and see the wondrous, the wealth, the prosperity, the way how a lot of the natives are educated.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord has blessed this country where they were allowed to send the students off to college, university, and some have come back home and they've done very well.
Yes.
So I'm excited for this time.
So, Pastor Dennis, do you think that these events are becoming more religious or simply ceremonial?
I think we have a deep consciousness of God, who we are, and even though we might perception that it's becoming, I believe the heart is there, because they could have chosen not to have it. The fact that you come to acknowledge God, and I would not want to say that, because God alone understands. But I'm fully persuaded that it's commitment to acknowledge God for his goodness and what he has done for us.
I asked Prophetess Colby a while ago, Pastor Dennis, if we feel like the community has sort of lost that once Christian nation that we were, or do we still feel like we are that Christian nation that we always pride ourselves on being?
I think we are still a Christian nation. It's just that we are transitioning. Coming from nothing, but the blessings of the Lord accelerated us. It's somewhat like the investment. We have not been prepared for what we are dealing with. But our faith is in God. Our values are in God. And no nation is perfect. So I'm fully persuaded that our hearts are in the right place.